on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Capella University is rethinking higher education. With their game-changing FlexPath format, you can earn your degree on your schedule, so you can fit education seamlessly into your life. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
You know you could use a getaway right now, so consider Little Rock for your first trip of 2021. With six stops in the U.S. Civil Rights Trail and dozens of Black-owned businesses and restaurants just waiting to serve you, it's the kind of place where Black History Month is celebrated all year long, just like we like. So if you're big on Black culture, you're going to be big on Little Rock. Plan your visit today safely at littlerock.com.
It's a new year, and it's time for new possibilities. And do we ever need them? Cricket Wireless can help you make the easy switch to the mobile plan that's right for you, starting at $30 a month. Smile and switch to Cricket. Activation and other fees and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See store for details.
Looky here. My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby. Sure won't. Hey, baby. And I'm going to use every trick in the book. I've tried my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby. Hey, baby. And every night, every day, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you. Look out, boy, because I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Ooh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Listen. Little Diana, little Temptations for you niggas to on today.
Jade is back, y'all. And we are glad to see her face in the place. I missed my sis last week. She had to take care of some family things, but
you did, but you held it down, down on the floor.
Grateful to be here, hold it down for you, because you know we got each other's back, man.
That's what TTG says.
I'm totally here. We absolutely, whatever needs to be done, you know, you step in for me when I need you, I step in for you when you need me, and we keep the party going just like that. But how you feeling?
Grateful I am. I feel all right. I'm hanging in there, and like I was telling you earlier, just trying to make sure the family is good and everybody's taking their time and processing as they can, and that's all you can do in times like these. It's just patience and time. There's not much else you can do with that.
Absolutely. And giving yourself grace.
But thank you. I thank you to you first and foremost for holding the show down.
Of course.
Thank you to Lovey for coming on the show. Thank you to all of the listeners and all of you guys for reaching out and sending beautiful messages and thoughts. They have all been seen and received, and I'm very, very grateful. So this is a dope community. I'm proud to be a part of.
We are just happy that you're okay. You know, we're navigating all the different phases of life as they come. Unfortunately, we have to contend with loss. Yeah. You know, and it's just a matter of giving yourself a space and grace to process things as you need to. And I want to commend you for letting me know. You know what I'm saying? I think one thing, because I want to just say that we talk about all the time how a lot of times we try to just trudge through and keep it moving and keep doing what we got to do. But, you know, you hit me and said that you needed some space. And I just think that, you know, that's something that I want to commend you for, not pushing, putting too much pressure on yourself and giving yourself time to really just deal with this. Whatever you need, because, you know, this is not to say that, you know, just because you're back right now doesn't mean that you in any way are over it. So it may be 2-3 weeks and you need a little bit more space. You just go ahead and say that, and we will always
hit you on your head.
Yeah, we will always figure out how to, do whatever needs to be done. But yes, praise the Lord, niggas. We are back.
Praise the Lord, niggas.
To talk again, to discuss the worst hood we've ever endeavored to live in. Adulthood, honey, the ghetto. I mean, do not recommend. But since we are all here, we are here at the kitchen table to discuss the test of trials, the twists and turns, the temptations, and the taxes of being a real live adult in the year of our Lord, 2021.
2021. How are you, actually? How are you feeling?
I am doing okay. Grateful to make it through another week. Looking forward, hopeful, trying to... I was talking to my therapist this week, and I'm just like, you know, listen, I'm in a place where I feel like I'm trying to find my rhythm and getting back to, you know, I've been writing in my prayer journal. I got a new prayer journal by a young lady.
You got another journal?
Yeah, girl, because, you know... said I was gonna make a video because it's literally like 12 notebooks on this desk right now.
Can you make a video like Saweetie did with her Birkins and make all your journals talk?
All of my journals. Listen, so this is a new journal. This is specifically May. It's called The C Says Pray Girl, and on a young lady that I follow on Instagram, at beconsistentgirl.com. Be consistent, girl.
I love it.
But yeah, she has this awesome prayer journal that comes with like prompts for devotion and reflection and like scripture. And she's challenging all of us to pick one scripture a day and write it down. And then like just very quickly write down what it means to you or what questions you may have about it. And that has kind of like prompted me to, it's really helped me to kind of stay consistent in, you know, making that time for my prayer and devotion. So shout out to Be Consistent Girl. I will put the link. If folks are interested, let me know. I can share the link.
You guys can
check it out. But it's a dope, hardbound, wonderfully made spiral prayer journal. And I'm a big fan of it. But yeah, I've been writing in this thing very consistently. And there's a page where you can literally list out things that you're seeking God for, things that you are grateful for, and the worries that you are trying to release every week. And so it's really kind of keeps you on track. And as things happen, you know, you can like literally check things off. And it's really just been dope. And I found that I've been getting back to like having ideas, trying to, you know, and I'm just praying for strategy and resources to kind of work things through. I had an awesome conversation with a friend this week. So I'm trying to, you know, I feel like I'm starting to kind of find a way to, you know, manage all these different parts and maybe start to try my hand at executing again. Because, I'm feeling good about that and hopeful that, you know, we can kind of keep up the momentum that we have going. I'm doing good. I don't have any complaints. My family's well, and I'm safe and I have what I need, period.
That is coming on new merch. I just want
to know. Yeah, I mean, I'm safe and I have what I need. I'm safe.
Yes.
And I have what I need.
And I have what
I
need.
I'm not going to complain. I'm safe and I have what I need. So, yes, we are.
We're actually working on some merch designs now.
For sure.
So if there are specific things, specific sayings, should I say, that you all are wanting from merch, because you all are the ones who are going to be purchasing this, right? So we need to put things out there that the listeners and the supporters will want to wear. So write into us and let us know some of the things that you would like. We have our obvious ones, obviously. Your drink your water, mind your business. But like, let us know. I think it would be cool for us to hear from the listeners.
Absolutely.
You know, what kind of things y'all are looking for, what you want to put on your body.
On your board. On your boudoir.
On your body. On your boudoir. Yeah. In your boudoir. Oh, do you have any announcements, sis? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Just one. And I know that, you know, we are, you know, Jade and I are working through figuring out, you know, exactly how we're going to celebrate and what we're going to do. But I think actually this week, I think March 27th, exactly, is Getting Grown's birthday. We are officially 4 years old.
Do you know what today is? It's
we are talking in terror.
We are toddlers. we are preschoolers. We are out here.
Oh, shit. And nigga, we might be able to read.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, word formation. We are just out here growing. And I just want to acknowledge that. Jade and I are working on putting something together for us to get together and celebrate more formally. So stay tuned for that. But yes, I wanted to acknowledge that Getting Grown turns 4 years old this week. So happy birthday, Getting Grown.
And thank you all for just, you know, I mean, over 150 something episodes. I mean, almost 200 if I'm not mistaken. And we are still showing up week after week. Y'all are still listening week after week. And we just want to thank you for riding in out.
We were on 2190 the other day.
We were. I mean, the top five must hear podcasts for Black women, 2190 featured us with some awesome Black women podcasters. And so y'all make sure that list is on our social media. So check that out. Support everyone on there. And
everybody on the list.
Those are shows that I listen to as well. So please, please, please check those out. And thank you, 2190, for thinking of getting grown.
Absolutely.
We just love y'all. I love the ride. I never, when we started in 2017, never thought that we would.
Nope.
I thought we would do it, you know, see how it went for a few months or so.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, we'll test drive it out. But here we are.
Not renewed for season.
Listen,
two.
We thought last week we were going to be like, you know, it was fun. But y'all don't have to do this no more.
We had fun.
But listen, y'all, listen, we have been, you know, live shows. Y'all have supported Jade's endeavors, my endeavors. So from our hearts, we want to thank
and
you.
And Ty.
Now, why am I here?
And you could have did it.
See, so
I get it wrong. Did
you shout out to Ty. Yes, every single Ty is week, our staying up late.
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me tell y'all something. We record on Monday. Right now, it's not Monday, but we record on Monday nights.
After work.
You see, we let the show out on Tuesday
morning.
For the most part.
Ty turns around our show. He edits it and turns around our show often in less than 12 hours. And so we want to commend him and thank him for his patience. And for, you know, just helping us to produce a high quality show. We were one of the first in the game to do this whole podcast in different cities thing. Okay.
Oh.
We were not, that was not something that was happening a lot before getting grown.
Oh no. We were predecessed or whatever by our,
we kind of, if I'm not mistaken, I'm sure the people will correct me if I'm wrong, but I do feel like we got a touch of trailblazer on us because we were the first people to really try our hand at this remote podcasting, you know, Jade and I not being in the same room, but hosting the show. And we've been through a lot of technological ups and downs, but we have found a rhythm. Thank God. And we thank you all for your patience. And as we continue to grow, right? Because we haven't reached the space of flawlessness, but we are continuing to grow and get better. So thank y'all.
Right. You wake up normal. Most of normal.
We wake up.
We're about right there.
Average.
Yeah.
Just saying. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Beyonce does not wake up average, but getting grown. It's another conversation.
Okay.
But yes, thank y'all. Thank you, Ty. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. You know, Fury Nasia was the one who had us do this in the first place. Thank you, Fury. Big shout out to all of, you know, our family, you know, the Reed, the Friend Zone. We wouldn't be here without them. So shout out to all of our people. Jaden XD.
Boots.
XD. We would be remiss.
Never.
In failing to acknowledge.
We would be remiss. Chris Rogers.
Absolutely.
On the socials.
Absolutely.
Like,
thank you to everyone. We appreciate you all. Happy birthday, getting grown. Let's get to the trash.
Let's do it. A clean up woman is a woman. Okay. We are here for the trash this week. Shout out to Kia for holding down the trash last week.
The fact that you did a
whole show alone. I'm so proud of you.
But it's all right, girl. We thank God.
You should be proud of yourself. I know that was strange, Boots.
It was. I was just hoping that it didn't translate. I hope that my awkwardness didn't translate. But even if it did, thank y'all. Many people have sent me tweets to say that I did a good job. Thank you for that. Because I text Jade.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I think this week's show is trash. But,
and I text her back. I was like, bitch, this is going to be so many people happy they didn't have to hear my ass this week.
No. But yes, to the trash. What's popping?
To the trash. So, you know, one of our faves, Zaya Wade, out here.
Okay.
But this is not about Zaya. This is about Lil Mama.
Okay. I just mentioned this ever so briefly last week and just asked Lil Mama to be quiet. But please, take us in some further detail as to what is going on, please. Because
thank you for asking her to be quiet.
I just feel like she should stop speaking. If things would be so much better for her if she would stop speaking. But go ahead.
Because she just keeps digging herself further and further and further into the hole. Her and the nigga, I don't know what his name is, so we just gonna call him some nigga. Another Dr. Umar or what have you, got up on IG Live, you know, what do they like? People, what do the people like them like? Conversating. Because that's something they would say. Conversating is what they were, doing.
Not conversing.
And pontificating and shit. Nope, not conversing. They were conversating. Right. About children, you know, trans children and so forth and so on. A, y'all are grown. Two grown people don't need to be speaking on any child's genitalia, period. You don't need to be speaking on child sexuality, genitals, anything. That's not your business. That is them and their parents' business. That is not your business. And furthermore, little mama with your stupid ass, you're gonna have a what did you say? You're gonna have a protest or a fucking march or whatever about heterosexuality? You sound like a whole fucking idiot.
The thing about it, Jade, if I may.
Please.
One of the things that has just, you know, continues to perplex me is a problem that, it's an age-old problem that we've dealt with as a people, you know, for, you know, throughout time, throughout the ages. This is not something that's recent. Stupid is not just now getting here, right? Stupid. Ignorance has been a thing for a long time. But I think the internet, the advent of the internet, social media specifically, has exacerbated the widespread ignorance that is literally running rampant throughout the internet streets, the actual streets, just the world in general. What stuns me, I am perpetually stunned by how uninformed, how unlearned so many people are. And that's not, and you know, I feel sometimes a way about speaking about these things because people like to say, I recognize that I'm an educated person, right? But y'all know me that I did not get a bunch of degrees to talk about how many degrees I got. That's not what I did that for. And I don't feel that I am better or, you know, higher or more evolved or advanced than any persons who don't have their degrees. Most of my friends and close friends, loved ones, people who I deem the wisest people on earth, like people like my grandfather, they don't have degrees, haven't gone to college in any way. So this is not about me saying I'm not judging people from the ivory tower, right? Because I happen to have the degrees that I have. That's not what this is. But I will say that there's just so much misinformation and disinformation running around. And the more we talk, the more things social media, you know, gives platform to people and popularity to people. It used to be a time where you had to be credible in order to get a platform, where you had to know what you was talking about in order to hold a microphone. But social media has made it so that anybody with an opinion can speak loudly and frequently and not at all worried about the implications of their ignorance. And that I feel like we have got to stop. We don't understand. We have to understand that things in this life exist far beyond, well beyond, far outside of our personal lived experiences. A lot of the things that we are speaking about are systemic. They are larger concepts and they reflect, you know, so, and there's the things that should not be discussed without acknowledging the large systemic nature of the way that ignorance has been manifested, right? And so when I'm sitting here, and a lot of times we don't think about power structures and we don't discuss what's going on with the proper power analysis, meaning we don't think about how access to resources, information, advocacy, like these things influence how we live our lives in very real time. And so I know it doesn't sound like these things are related, but little mama, me hearing little mama talking about heterosexual rights made me want to jump off of my own roof. Because, I mean, I was just as crazy. I actually talked to Fury last night because I was catching up on Basketball Wives. And we know, as we've talked about, these girls going through it with these discussions of racism and colorism. And these girls kept saying, so-and-so is a colorist. So-and-so is not a colorist. And I just wanted to scream because a colorist is a noun. It is not an adjective. It is not. A colorist is someone who colors hair or colors pictures. Like, you know, someone who is operating under, with prejudices that are informed by colorism, that is one thing. But you calling somebody who has, you know, issues with like has colorism issues, you can't just say, oh, that person is a colorist, because that word don't quite work that way. But these girls is on international television being very loud and very wrong. And I'm like, this is not like, you know, I don't want to be all extra deep, but we are operating and living in very dangerous times where black people, like, you know, black life is dehumanized, right? In such an extent. We have to be cautious of how our own ignorance further perpetuates white supremacy. And I'm not doing that to shame anybody, but just saying we have to be very cautious about the words that we use and how we use them. Because
and the information that we put out there.
We can be very wrong and very loud far too often. And so this Little Mama is often very loud and very wrong
and
speaking about things that it is clear that she does not have any real understanding of. And that right there, I feel like is a criminal offense, because what you do is you are out here encouraging other people and empowering other ignorance notions and ideals to just run the world, right? And you give white people ammunition that they need to continue to be, you know, the hate, you know, the white people who are hateful, the people who have these ideals. We are just fueling their fire. And I wish that many of us who have these platforms would acknowledge the responsibility of those platforms and really be cautious about the information that we spread and the things that we say out of our mouths. Because we over here arguing and fussing about these stupid things with Little Mama when we need to be fighting for black lives. We need to be fighting for the lives of all of our children.
Including black trans lives.
All people. That's what I'm saying. The humanity of all of us.
Yes.
We need to be fighting for that kind of, like, that's what we need to be worried about. And we over here fighting and arguing with each other when we are under attack. Literally.
And you're doing it from a place of being not informed. You're not informed at all. Misinformed, ill-informed. Thank you.
Dumb as hell.
I'm out here sounding like... So, because they're sitting up here, dumb as shit, because you're sitting up here talking about, oh, well, there's a documentary out there, interviewing trans people who regret having surgeries and had reverse surgery and da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you're speaking on 1% to less than 1% of the trans community. Stop taking people's causes and minimizing them so that you can spit your fucking foolishness and spread your dangerous fucking narratives.
Especially
that continues to perpetuate violence within these communities, yes. That continues to perpetuate violence against black people, that just continues to perpetuate violence against black trans people.
Children,
stop doing children, shit like the children, people, black trans children. Stop.
And you don't realize that you are making targets out of children and other defenseless people.
So that you can get your strong face on the fucking internet and talk?
It's like, sis, what's it to you? Because my thing, like, what is it to you?
Yeah.
What is it to you? Because I'm just like, this is my...
I'm irritated. And then she tries to say, oh, didn't y'all call me Lil Bow Wow? Bitch, let me tell you something. I'll call you a fucking stop sign. I'll call you whatever the fuck I want with your angles on your fucking face. It has nothing to do with any of that. You're dangerous. You're dangerous.
I just want us to it is not lost on me that you would be so passionate about something like this. And I just want to know, why is this the hill that you are ready to die on? Why are you
for the same reason that white supremacists are willing to die on their hills? Because look, heterosexuality, we have all the privileges, my nigga. We have all the privileges. What do you mean you're gonna get out there and create a space, a safe space? Nothing. It's nothing but safe spaces.
Why are you so threatened? Is what I'm saying. Why is it like? What do you lose? What do you lose by people
by shutting the fuck up?
People living their lives the way that they feel they have a right to? Like, that's my thing. Yeah. Regardless of my own ignorance, what I don't understand, what I've been exposed to, what I've not, one thing I feel like that is the basis of how I move in this earth is that if mm-hmm. I want people to acknowledge me and have, like, you know, my rights, my identities, my choices, the way that I live my life, I am not in any position to tell any other human what they can or cannot, should or should not do. I'm only responsible mm-hmm. for myself, my values, my mm-hmm. judgments, me. And if I don't understand something, I have to acknowledge that I don't have to. It is not, mm-hmm. I don't lose, you know what I'm saying? Some things are not my business. It's not my experience. So I don't feel like, kind of the same way that Sharon Osbourne was screaming, educate me, make me understand. If I don't understand, that's not my problem. That's my problem, not yours. You know what I'm saying? And it's my responsibility to educate myself and get my own understanding mm-hmm. before I just get to recklessly judging and, you know, I don't know. I just wish that there is just so much. We have lost the art of silence. We have lost it. It is a lost right. art. We have, there's just, at what point do we just say, yes, the gift of the internet is that we all have these platforms and can say and use them for good, hopefully. But the mm-hmm. but the other side of that is that, you know, these platforms, if used incorrectly and irresponsibly, they can have really dangerous implications. Mm. They can lead to dangerous outcomes. And the larger your platform, the louder your microphone, the more cautious you need to be about how you are out here bumping your gums. That's my only thing. Be diligent. Nobody Google more than me. And I'm as educated as I am, I often frequently acknowledge that I still have so much to learn. Absolutely. I'm not in a position where I know everything and as such can speak about everything with power and authority and all of that. Mm-mm. So I wish that we can get back to that space of humility and learning and process. Mm-hmm. Like, we're all in that. Mm-hmm. And when I see, like, listening at the few little clips and reading, you know, about Little Mama, I just kept saying, like, why don't she, like, she sounds crazy, number one. And it could all go away if she would just shut up. Like, if she would just be quiet and educate herself. I wish that we could get back to a place where public figures...
And stop educating yourself with biased information as well.
You should have various perspectives and resources. You have those things at your disposal.
Bitch, Google.
So, like...
Just Google, bitch.
I long for the time. There used to be a time where public figures and celebrities hired professionals to speak on their behalf.
Let me explain. We didn't know shit about these motherfuckers. You hear me? Didn't know nothing.
And now everybody with an iPhone is just spreading their opinions all willy-nilly, all over mm-hmm. everywhere. Okay? Mm. And that is just, as much as that's an amazing thing sometimes, it can be the worst thing. And I worry that it's going to be the undoing of a lot of us.
Yeah.
Self-included.
Like slathering a bunch of mayonnaise on a sandwich.
Exactly.
All suffocate the thing to death.
It's just too much. And I mean, self-included. I'm super cautious and willing. How many times people let us know that we've said things that were hurtful or harmful and we've come back and apologized? We've come back, you know, that kind of thing. Like, it's just so real to me. I don't take it for granted that all of y'all are mm-hmm. listening to me talk. And as such, I make sure that when I open my mouth, I have something useful to say. And that's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking.
I try my best.
That's all. I just feel all of us who have these platforms would just be diligent and intentional about making sure that we have productive, useful things to say that are going to move us forward instead of leaving us mm-hmm. in these places of pain and violence and evil and wickedness. I wish that we would just get out of that, because this is not helping any of us when we getting shot down in the street for less. That's all I'm saying.
Speak on it.
I want her to get somewhere and sit down, please.
I really do. And shut up.
She calling herself the voice of the young people. Like, sis, you're almost 40. You're in your 30s. Enough.
Like, stop it.
Period.
Stop it.
I'm sick of that. It always somebody 35 want to be in charge of the youth now. Relax.
Stop. And you about 47 poundy face. So stop it.
I don't want to deal stop. With it.
Oh, her. Oh, well, she get irritated.
Leave her. Oh, okay. Let's move on to the next thing. I done got worked up. My God.
Woo! Oh, angled ass. Mm-hmm. Speaking of platforms, so I'm sure you've seen Samaria Rice, mother of Tamir Rice, mm-hmm. was bigly upset about Tamika Mallory's appearance on the Grammys with Lil Baby.
One
Lil
of the babies, child. I don't know.
One of the babies. Mm-hmm. One of the little nigga. And she, you know, she had an appearance on there. We talked about that. And then a Cadillac commercial came out, or Cadillac ad,
right?
That you all affectionately titled on the internet "Cadillactivism."
Oh,
the internet is an amazing place.
I mean, the talent. There's so much talent.
It just right.
We are so gifted. The way that we come up with these things
as a people.
Oh my God!
I'm like, you know,
so quickly
in the midst of serious shit, we really know how to bust out a giggle. I tell you.
It's really a superpower of ours. I don't know, man.
It is. But this is not about Cadillactivism. This is about using your platform responsibly. Samaria Rice was very upset, saying that she has not seen a dime from, you know, the money that's been raised. And, you know, she doesn't have conversations with some of these activists. And they're using her son's name for profit. Now listen, I'm not going to discredit people for the work that they do when they do it in good faith. And no, this is not about all of y'all. Mm-hmm. We are not talking about Martin Luther Cream. but I do think that you have to be really, really, really gentle when you're handling situations like these. When you're using somebody's child's name, I would like to. So, Antonio, our good friend Antonio, we've mentioned him a couple times on the show. We'd like to have him on, actually.
Yeah, for sure.
Antonio lost his cousin. He was killed years ago. And his aunt started an organization for families who are survivors of having a family member who has been murdered.
Right.
And one of the quotes that she said was, losing a child to murder is literally like waking up every day with like being in hell on earth, essentially. Mm. She's, you know, you are literally reliving this nightmare day after day after day. And so there are ways that we can handle situations like these. I think people like Tamika are important, and I'm not going to discredit their work, but when you're dealing with family who has lost family, especially a child, you need to be gentle, walk on the thinnest of eggshells. How can I support you? You talk to that family. You don't go and use that child's name. You haven't even had a conversation with them.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
So you haven't even sat down and said, hey, this is hip them to what's going on. So they're blindsided like everybody else. And this comes out and they're like, wait, what? I didn't even know anything about this.
Wow.
So this is not to sit up here and discredit people's work. You know, Cadillactivism is another conversation. You know what I'm saying? Getting checks for doing the work, that's another conversation that I do not feel like having right now. But as far as this is concerned, Samaria Rice's anger and outrage is justified. And we're not even going to talk about getting to the nuance of everything she said, getting to the details of everything that was said, because people say things out of anger. You need to listen to what she was saying, though.
Yeah, I hate that that was her experience. I hate that, you know, and her feelings are totally valid. I hate that. I mean, you know, I want to say, not knowing any of the details, I want to say that this is just some huge oversight that folks, you know, and I hope that that we can find a way to fix this situation, heal this situation, you know, have some healthy, you know, discussions about accountability, and then mm-hmm. move forward in a productive way. I'm hopeful, and I'm going to be praying that we can
get reach some sort of resolve or resolution. I hate to hear this is happening. That really makes me sad. But I don't know. I don't want to. I'm just giving everybody the benefit of the doubt, right? It's just not. It's a lot of things, a lot of mishandling, when you have a lot of things being handed in multiple hands, not many hands in this, mm-hmm. It's all things can fall through the cracks. And so I'm hoping that this is just an oversight in some way. Somebody's bad, and I hope that they will just acknowledge that, and we can all, move forward and getting back to working together, because that's the only way that we're going to be able to handle this.
She now Tamika spoke, responded and said essentially that she could have handled this a different way.
Okay, that's
so that acknowledgement is always appreciated. For sure. I think there were a few other comments about I've reached out but I didn't hear nothing back. Don't do that. When you're taking accountability, don't take that onus off yourself by sliding in, some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that lady is mourning. She's still mourning. She's been mourning. She's gonna be mourning. So, be gentle. Be gentle when you're dealing with families like this. Like, be gentle. That's all I'm saying. I think it's important to highlight the movement. I think it's important to highlight what's happening so that there can be change. But I also think there are other ways of doing it. And
I think
still have to think about the human aspect of things before all else.
It sounds
when you're in this type of work.
It sounds like there's listening happening, which is really the first step, right? And so,
I hope so.
Acknowledging that. I just acknowledged, all the work that the Rice family has done. I acknowledge all the work that Tamika has done. And I just hope, again, mm-hmm. that we can find a way to get back to a good place so that we can keep the work going, right? Because we don't want to get caught up in this. But I don't know. That's the direction that I'm going to be praying in. But this is just a sad story to hear. And I'm praying for all parties, honestly.
Right. Because ultimately, the huge problem in all of this is the fact that it happened.
Well, yeah.
So, I hope that there's some unity that can be found and some peace that can be found. But I do hope more than anything that Samaria and her, that she can find some peace, because she's tortured. She's literally living a nightmare day in and day out. And we got to be real. We got to be real gentle to that fact. Boulder, Colorado had a shooting. Mm-hmm. I'm sure we all know. If you remember, well, I know I remember Columbine happening, being one of the first, big publicized mass shootings that we've seen. I think, that was the start of where we were really seeing it. That also happened in Boulder, Colorado. But in a supermarket in Boulder, there was a 21-year-old shooter who killed 10 people, including an officer. He's been charged with murder, obviously, but I just want to send the condolences to the families. That one of the ladies I saw, she got married last summer, mm-hmm. and her father was one of the victims in the shooting. And it's really heartbreaking. Something got to be done. I don't know what that's going to be, because humans, but it's sad, and we want to send our condolences.
For sure.
And that's it. That's where we're going to wrap up the trash this week.
Let's do it.
My sister's popping right now.
It's time to shout out for the shout out to my sis segment. We are where we highlight major accomplishments, minor accomplishments, Black-owned businesses, all kinds of, whether it be public service initiatives, public servants, nonprofit,
everybody.
Anybody who's doing something amazing in any way, shape, form, mm-hmm. or fashion, anything that we are proud to report is welcome to be featured in this segment. So if you have somebody that you want to shout out, an organization, an individual, anything like that, feel free. Could be somebody that you know personally, could be somebody that you follow, could be somebody that you admire from afar off, but you just want to shine Absolutely. A little light on them and what they're doing. Send us an email. Send us the link. Let us know why you think that this is something that needs to be elevated and amplified, and we will feature it
on this
Elevated
show.
Amplified.
Shout out to Miss This segment. This week, we are celebrating one of our Getting Grown listeners by the name of Cynthia. Cynthia writes,
"Hey,
dear cousin Jade and Kia, get ready to clutch your imaginary pearls. I'd like to give a shout out to myself under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, where you work for a nonprofit for 10 years and make 120 payments. Your student loans are forgiven. I'm proud to say that my loans were forgiven last week.
Hey, hey, hey.
With all that interest, that's $91,000 off my back and my credit report. I want to twirl in the sun like Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music because the hills are alive, girl. She said, but I'll settle for a twerk. Stay lovely and amazing. Signed, Cynthia. Cynthia, we're twerking with you, girl, because listen,
wow,
this is amazing.
Oh, I'm busting it wide open right now.
I mean, dropping down and getting my eagle on, because we have to celebrate. Yeah. This is and I hope one day to follow in your footsteps right into the loan forgiveness territory of the world, okay? Because I am still under these afflictions of loans, okay? But God is good.
Like she said, $91,000. That's I didn't clutch my pearls that you. I am clutching my pearls because you're paying it off. Yeah. But I'm also clutching my pearls at $91,000.
Look how God did it in a pandemic. Ooh, don't shout me. I'll go. Thank you, Cynthia, for letting us know. This is encouraging, even unto me, who is steadily making these payments month after month. By the grace of God. So we want to thank you, girl. She sent us a little screenshot of her loan apps where it says 0%, zero balances, zeros everywhere. So if you are doing any sort of nonprofit work, if you work in education, work for any in that sector in any way, check out and see if you are eligible for the Public Service Loan Forgiveness program. I am enrolled in this program actively. Steadily working towards my 10 years of payments. And I hope that I'll have a happy praise report just like Cynthia. But yes, congratulations and shout out to my sis.
Shout out to you.
We are proud of you, girl. Look what Jesus
Boots.
Did.
Okay. It's like I paid off almost $100K in loans.
Heavenly Father.
Jesus.
But yes, are we ready to journey on into the kitchen?
Let's get over to this table.
All right, let's do it. Do it.
Soon I will be done. Trouble of the world. Witness the legendary story of Mahalia Jackson in Lifetime's Robin Roberts Presents Mahalia. From executive producer Robin Roberts, Grammy Award winning Danielle Brooks stars as Mahalia Jackson, aka the Queen of Gospel, who changed the course of the civil rights movement. So you probably know Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black and The Color Purple on Broadway. And here she really transforms into Mahalia Jackson's music that moved, inspired, and changed people's hearts. Armed with a belt that was unmatched, she committed to spreading the word of God through her music. As an active supporter of the civil rights movement, Jackson sang at numerous rallies, including the March on Washington, in hopes that her music would encourage and inspire racial equality. Mahalia's impact was felt across the nation in a time of great turmoil, and her recording of the song, Move On Up a Little Higher, sold millions of copies, skyrocketing her to international fame. Mahalia was a female trailblazer. In addition to her singing career, she ran her own beauty salon and rented out her own buildings. Hello, somebody! Robin Roberts Presents Mahalia premieres Saturday, April 3rd at 8, 7 Central, only on Lifetime.
Time. All right, this week's kitchen table is going to be a little bit easy, a little bit breezy, because this week, I don't know about you, where you live, where you stay, where you reside with the money. But over here, we got a little taste of the warm weather this week.
Oh, honey.
We was journeying into the 70s and 80s and the temperatures, you know?
Boots.
And boots. I was just, lifted up like Simba in The Lion King. I was just excited. I said, Lord,
my nigga,
it's time. I see what you're doing. This little taste here was just what the doctor ordered. It gave me a little bit of pep back in my step. It felt like, you know, especially since things are rolling along, it seems like, you know, slowly but surely the world is trying to comply with CDC regulations, and we're trying to get on the other side of this COVID-nation. panoramic. And we are, you know, it seems like we are slowly and surely making some progress in the right direction. And so to celebrate that, I thought we could just talk for a little while about some of the things that we're looking forward to doing. What are some of the top three things that you're looking forward to doing when outside opens up just a little bit more this summer? So what are your plans for summer 2021? That's what I want to know. 2021, what are you giving for summer 2021, sis? What are you looking forward to?
It's going to be a lot of bike riding, because mm-hmm. even though, you know, there are the guidelines are being lifted a bit, and it's too much for my comfort. Mm-hmm. So the majority of the things that I will be doing will be outside activities. You know, I'm not really looking forward to parties and festivals and so on. Or eating inside of restaurants, breathing you all's air. No. However, I'm excited to take my bike out and get more comfortable on she a little bit more and ride her around and, you know, try to just get some fresh air. Taking Noah out for some, you know, vittles and foodstuffs in the park and just being able to like soak up some vitamin D. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to, my face not being this white. My kind of white. Listen, as Noah said. My kind of
white. It's not really your kind of white, but more of a glowing white. That's what
more
she
of
said.
Like a glowing white. Like this. So I'm really looking forward to just being outside, being up in Mother Nature, doing some hikes, getting back to my walks again. I was able to walk today. I went and got me a massage this morning. And so when I left, shout out to George. It's my little man who works on my back. He wears sandals. And when I tell you, my guy gets to it,
listen.
He gets to it. But, you know, just I walked back because the weather was so nice and I passed the farmer's market. And, you know, I'm looking forward to not traveling. That sounds irresponsible. Mm-hmm. But traveling a little bit.
Right.
So we want to take Noah to Monterey to go whale watching. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're going to have to get on the airplane. But, you know, getting a little Airbnb, doing the outside activities. I just want to try to do things outside as safely as possible. But, like, not be up in here.
Right. I, too, am looking forward to venturing outside. Because I recognize that the world is opening back up. And as I stated in prior episode, y'all can open. I'm going to remain closed, but yeah. I'm just looking forward to being more comfortable outside. So I'm not going to the festivals or concerts or rushing and out to do those kinds of things, but I will. I'm looking forward to just being outside. Like, I'm looking forward to spending some time decorating my little deck, my little outdoor space, making that a nice little live, you know, live-in getaway where I can just kind of sit outside on my little outdoor rug and, you know, those kinds of things, making that outdoor space comfortable in my own. And I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to continuing to work on my little home projects, trying to get this house together still. I'm looking forward to reconnecting with my loved ones and my family safely.
Oh, yes.
I've not seen, you know, my own mother for longer than ever in my life, right? I've not seen my own mom in over a year. Same for my grandparents. Same for, you know, Jade and Crystal and Fran and you know, so those kinds of things. So I'm looking forward to finding safe ways to reconnect with my loved ones and being outside a little bit more. I'm looking forward. And then just in doing more things. I think even last year, the fear and anxiety of the pandemic, I think stole a lot of the simple joys of the summertime away from me. I allowed them to steal because no one actually took them from me. But, you know, I'm looking forward to, like, this week when I was driving to the gym, open up my sunroof and turn my music up. It just felt good to just like, so, you know, putting a little gas, very expensive, gas in my car and, you know, just taking a drive, just going, you know, just a road trip even, finding like, and enjoying myself, being more, you know, comfortable, just doing my own things. I'm looking forward to that and just,
just really just, I have much more of appreciation for life. And for the things that were taken for granted. So, I mean, it's just going to be simple joys. That's my whole theme. The things that bring me, like, simple joy. Finding some, going to the ice cream man and, you know, walking outside in the neighborhood to the ice cream man, you know, finding a funnel cake at some point this summertime. You know, those kinds of things. Like, I'm looking forward to having those kinds of experiences. Maybe walking around downtown. Museums, those kinds of things. It's allowing myself to slowly, safely venture back into the world. And that's what I'm looking forward to. Those are the things that are my simple joys for summer 2021. That's what we're doing. And I would love to hear what you guys, I want to cook more. I want to, you know, just enjoy. I want to enjoy.
Yeah. I think reconnecting with some loved one, like I have been very privileged and blessed to be able to have my bubble. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've had my bubble, and I recognize that a lot of people have not had that. And so for that, I have to acknowledge, but I am looking forward to being able to take, and we can have, you know, a little mini, we could grill some meat and like convene outside and, you know, hug some of your loved ones.
Yeah.
You know, hugs. High five. I wasn't even a hugging ass nigga before. Right. Right.
Something.
I don't know about the high five. I think I might hug you first.
Hand sanitizer. Still masked.
You're right.
Still washing hands.
Yes. Still being safe.
Wiping things down.
Still getting tested.
Absolutely. And still extremely cautious, but just having a little bit more, you know, security in feeling safe, being outside of my home, finding ways to slowly integrate back into the world, still very much inside my own little bubble, but not as afraid as I was in summer 2020. That's what I'm most looking forward to.
Yeah. So let us know what you're looking forward to. If you're looking forward to going to Cancun for a festival, don't write Getting Grown, because we will read your name and shame you publicly.
Listen, I might, I don't know. We could I'm just trying not to judge people where they are. If their nerves can handle it, that's your business. But I know that my nerves cannot. And I just have to own that about myself. I'm hoping that by my birthday in December, and maybe, you know, as we get closer into January 2022, maybe I'll feel a little bit more, you know, comfortable planning like a Caribbean sort of vacation for myself, or going somewhere with blue water and that kind of thing. I'm going to keep my eyes on how this thing continues to progress. But y'all that have been traipsing back and forth across the water, that's your business. But listen, I'm just saying, I am on the creep, 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 creep plan back into civilization. Okay. Creep, 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 creep. Come here, Auntie Luther. That's my plan. That's what I'm doing. That's where I'm focused. Okay. Creep, 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 creeping. We're not going to get carried away. Okay.
She creeps.
19 more. Creep, 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 creep. That's me. I'm on the 19 more creep plan. Back into 2022. That's me. Creep, 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 creep. Maybe we call the episode creep, 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 creep. Period.
That's what we're going to call it.
She creeps. She creeps.
That's what I'm going to put in parentheses.
She creeps. People going to listen to the episode thinking we talk about cheating. It's like, no, we creeping back into the world because y'all trying to open up.
Oh, but we can
up.
Talk about cheating. Y'all want to talk about cheating?
Boy, Moisey. Okay. Yeah, let
I
us know.
You talked about cheating a little last week, but we'll talk about cheating one day.
Let us know how you creeping back into the earth in 2021 after the panorama.
Are you full Jamaica Cove diving? What are you doing?
Are you thunderclapping into 2021, or are you creeping? Okay.
Are you destining into 2021?
Because that nigga is already gone. I said, Dustin, you only have one vaccination. You got to get the other
Listen,
one.
I be on his ass, and that's why I'll say it. I be on Dustin's ass, and he knows it. I said, what was you doing today? Breathing with other people? What was you doing?
I said, every time I see his stories, there's somebody else in it. I said, wait a minute.
And that's why I've not seen Dustin in over a year.
I love him so much. So, but we're going to have, everybody going to have to get tested. Period.
Child. Oh, let's, y'all want to normalize some shit? Y'all love to normalize some shit. Normalize getting tested. Normalize getting tested. And normalize asking people when you call them if they have the, if they can speak right now.
Right.
Before you start going into your to-dos. But that's another conversation. That was this week's Kitchen Table Talk. Let's move on into this honesty boxes.
All right, let's boogie.
Y'all know that we love all things amazing podcast. I mean, I know that we are knee deep into getting grown right now, but I have another podcast that I'm sure you're going to love. So check out Built to Last, a podcast by American Express that highlights the stories, history, and continued legacy of Black-owned small businesses that shape American culture. The debut season focuses on Black-owned small businesses that need our support, now more than ever. In each episode, host Elaine Welteroth explores the story of a Black business trailblazer of the past that has inspired a modern Black-owned business. The podcast features small business owners like Pinky Cole of Atlanta's food truck turned restaurant Slutty Vegan, Anifa Mwemba, a cutting-edge designer, and so many other amazing small business owners. Plus, there's a special check-in with modern-day Renaissance woman, our sis, Issa Rae. As Built to Last uncovers and celebrates past and present stories of Black entrepreneurship in America, we hope to encourage all of our listeners to support these businesses and also the Black-owned businesses in your community. Check out the debut season of Built to Last on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Honestly, truly.
All right, it's time for the honesty box. we're gonna make a jingle. Would you like to give our listener a pseudonym?
I sure will. Let's call her Jamie.
Okay, Jamie. Jamie says, "Hi, Dr. Kia and Chef Jade."
Hey.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you for getting me through this quarantine. This podcast truly has progressed my personal growth and helped me get through tough situations.
We love you.
Yes, we do. All of you all. I was diagnosed with shingles at 19 when I was in college in another state. That was some years ago. Every so often, I would get an outbreak on my torso area and use the medication to treat it. Within days, the outbreak was gone and my life continued. My family, friends, and boyfriend are all aware that I have shingles. My boyfriend and I have been in a relationship for 9 years, and we loved each other dearly. He is such an amazing man. I wish I'd met him sooner because I do not deserve him. Aww. Last week, I had a shingles outbreak at which I was out of medication. I went to a new doctor, my previous doctor retired, and asked for a refill. She quickly told me that she did not feel comfortable refilling my prescription unless I agreed to have a sample of the outbreak tested. I was furious and didn't understand why in the hell she needed to retest something that was already evaluated 12 years ago and that my previous primary care doctor and OBGYN never questioned me about. I agreed to have her collect a sample from the blisters on my torso. 2 days later, the doctor called me back and informed me that the sample tested positive for HVS2. This new genital herpes.
My.
This news shattered my world. I got another test, this time a blood test from my gyno, and also showed that I was positive for HVS2.
Wow.
Revealing this news to my boyfriend was the hardest conversation that I've ever had to do. Although I'm very thorough and get annual STI tests and exams, this somehow was missed. My gyno informed me that HVS testing is not a part of annual exams and that they typically do not recommend HVS testing unless someone has genital blisters, which I've never had. I've been living with this for 12 years and never knew. I never had a reason to even think I would have this. My boyfriend has asked for space and we only speak once a day. He tells me that he loves me but needs time alone. He's devastated. My heart hurts as I feel like my life is ruined. I've never been regretful about my past experiences or regretted my ex-boyfriend until now. I hate that I ever dated any of them. I hated that I was with a cheating-ass nigga that got not one but two women pregnant while I was away in college. I hate that my father was and still is absent and struggling with drug and alcohol addiction, which caused me to seek love from men who were not worthy. I hate that at 18, 19 years of age, I thought it was okay to stay with a man that devalued me and my loyalty. I hate myself so much right now. I'm sickened. My boyfriend means so much to me, and man, I cannot explain the level of depression that I've gone into. I've been crying daily and just feel so disgusted with myself. I wish I could take everything back. I ruined a good man because someone ruined me. I don't know what life looks like after I'm able to cope with this. Right now, it's just depressing to think about. Maybe you all could lend some insight. I appreciate it so much. Thanks, your little sis, Jamie.
Jamie.
Sweetheart.
First of all, I want to say that I'm very sorry that you have to deal with this extremely hard thing.
Yeah.
It is not your fault. And I know that, you know, that seems, I don't know. That seems like a trivial thing to say, but it is not mm-hmm. your fault. You did not intentionally go out and do something that you thought was going to cause harm to yourself or anybody that you love or that you're close to. And in life, we do things like we make choices based on the information that we have at the time. And oftentimes when we get other information later, you know, we learn or learn that we could have done or made a different choice. And the thing about it is, you know, sometimes you if you're not careful, you'll find yourself getting stuck in that place where you're kind of shaming yourself and beating yourself up over a choice that you made. And we've all been guilty of that. We've all done that. I know I have. I know that is something that I have definitely dealt with, where you kind of just continuing to beat yourself up. But that literally does not serve you in any way. And you did not have this information until you had it. If you are a person who knew that you had, you know, this issue, and you were just recklessly and willfully, you know, sleeping with people, engaging with people unprotected, then that would be a different conversation. But you did not have this information. You were operating with the knowledge that you had, and you trusted that information and that knowledge. And the doctor even told you that this is not a test that is done unless you are showing symptoms, and you were not displaying symptoms in the conventional way. And so it's not a matter of fault. It is a matter of responsibility. And I feel like you're spending all of your time in this place of fault. Whose fault is it? It's my fault. But fault and responsibility are two different things. It is not your fault. You did not go out and do this on purpose in any way, shape, form, or fashion. This was literally a function of some circumstances that you had no control of. You cannot do what you don't know to do. You did not know. But now that you do know, the good news is you can take responsibility, and you have. You told your boyfriend right away, which was the right thing to do. You are not a trash person. You are not a bad person. You are not someone who is irresponsible or unlovable or unworthy. You are a person who unfortunately is dealing with a condition that you didn't give yourself, but you have it. And now that you have it, the blessing is you can treat it and treat it properly and carry on and live your life. And it's not a badge of shame that you have to wear for the rest of your life, because it's not your fault. You did not know. And if you would have known, you would have done something differently. But I'm praying. My prayer for you is that you will get yourself out of this cycle of fault and celebrate yourself for taking responsibility like the good, responsible adult that you are. And I hope I'm not being disrespectful or speaking out of turn, but stop letting the devil keep you in this place where you are perpetually torturing yourself over something that you didn't have any control over. You did not have any control over these things. Sure, could you have made a different choice and have protected sex? Absolutely. All of us at one point or another could have made a different choice and had protected sex.
Woo-chile.
I don't know anyone who's ever had sex that has not at one point not made the right choice around whether or not to protect themselves. So let yourself off of this hook. Stop the record. when you feel yourself falling into those, you know, constant, you hear the constant messaging, the constant beating yourself up, you are allowed to tell yourself, no, I'm not. This is not my fault. I'm not torturing myself. This is what happened. I have done, you know, with the information that I have now, I made different choices. Mm-hmm. And you have to start forgiving yourself. And once you forgive yourself, and I mean, it's going to take space and time. So I was going to say, as far as your boyfriend is concerned, he's asked you for space and time. Take it. Take that space and time to work on forgiving yourself. And then you will be in a better position to think about his forgiveness, handle his forgiveness. He's not throwing you away. He didn't say, don't call me ever again. You do talk once a day. Respect him for that. You know what I'm saying? And give him the space that he's asked for. Take that space and focus on forgiving you. Because that's really ground zero. Receiving. Really.
That's the foundation.
Receiving God's forgiveness. God's forgiving you. Yeah. Forgive yourself. And I hope I'm not projecting my beliefs on you, but one of the things that has helped me is to know that I be worried about things that God's forgotten. God's not worried about that. If I ask him to forgive me, it's done. He don't throw it back in my face. Don't throw it back in your own face, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Because it's just for the best. And I'll be praying for you. It doesn't serve you to just continue to torture yourself in this way. It is what it is. It's not your fault. You've taken responsibility to do something better. You have the information and now the resources and everything that you need in order to, you know, move forward. And you're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So take yourself off of the chopping block because there's nothing else. You've done everything that's required of you to do. Stop throwing it back in your own face.
Agreed. I agree with everything Kia said. I emphasize using this time to focus on yourself because you don't know what the outcome will be of the relationship, but you want to make sure that you're good and you're good going forward. If I may add anything, you also, in addition to everything Kia said, you also... you've not been given an expiration date or a timeline or, you know, it's not life threatening.
Right.
This ain't it. So while I know this is going to be something very difficult, you know, you're thinking about maybe future conversations or even your relationship currently. It's not life threatening. So take this time, like we said, to focus on you, but then understand that your life still goes on.
Right.
You know, there are many things that were painted a different way for us in the past that they are not that anymore. As we were, you know, when we were growing up, HIV and AIDS were the end all be all. That was it. We have come to learn that there are a multitude of people who are living healthy,
thriving lives.
Okay, thriving lives.
They're in relationships. Careers, they have careers, all types.
Yeah.
They have children. They've lived. Anything that they want to do. This is not the nail in the coffin for you, sis.
No. So take your time to process.
Yes, and your feelings are valid.
We do understand. Yeah. This is difficult.
But don't torture yourself.
We fully understand that. But understand your life does not stop here. It doesn't stop here. We hope that was helpful, Jamie. And we send you all of the love and hugs. We are wrapping you up.
Absolutely.
You know, we are praying for you, you know, that you're going to continue to live a full, healthy life. And that you find a sense of peace within yourself and learn how to live with yourself and find that sense of peace.
Absolutely.
And forgive yourself because, again, like Kia said, you didn't do nothing wrong, sweetheart. You didn't do nothing wrong.
You didn't do anything wrong.
You got dealt a bad hand in this particular situation. But it's not, that doesn't mean, we get dealt a bad hand in spades. It doesn't mean we lose the game.
Mm-mm.
It does not.
You see what I'm saying?
And stop.
One round, I may have to go bored, but that don't mean I'm not finna spank exactly. niggas in the end.
And stop so, connecting things that are not connected. Like, I feel like, you yeah. know, I mean, that's easy. I say that because I'm guilty of it. A lot of times we can kind of put things like, you know, because of your absent father, yes. you've done this or that or what have you. Listen, okay? All the things, these things, I mean, sure, if you'd like to think about it that way, sure, that could be the case, but it could also be that, you know, there are people who have involved, active, loving fathers who still end up with people yep. who they don't need to be with. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make you a horrible person. Doesn't make you, I mean, mm-hmm. this is life. I mean, hello, we have all dealt with a nigga we ain't had no business dealing with. We've all been in situations where a nigga has not treated us, you know, fairly, has not treated us with excellence, love and care, someone who was, you know, loving and all that.
Value,
worth, like, and we've lived beneath, I know I have definitely lived beneath my worth in relationships.
Yeah.
And when you know better, you do better. And you have done better. You said that you've been in a healthy, thriving relationship with your boyfriend. Y'all are just in a spot right now. And you're living and learning. Unfortunately, some of the things that make us the strongest, some of the things that teach us the most are the things that are very difficult to deal with in the time, like while we're dealing with them.
Mm-hmm.
So just Absolutely. Give yourself grace and be kind to yourself. And I know we say that yeah. a lot, but it really does start right there. Stop dragging yourself. Stop dragging yourself. Mm-hmm. You did not mm-hmm. go on a spree of having unprotected sex with people knowing that you were causing harm to yourself or anyone else. You did not do that. So stop acting like you did, because you didn't.
Mm-hmm. We hope that's helpful, Jamie. You feel free to write into us anytime. You know you can. And the rest of you can send your honesty box questions to gettinggrownpodcast@gmail.com. And we shall move into this black person self-care.
Okay.
I deserve.
Okay, so it's time for black woman, black person self-care time. So my self-care this week, obviously it was a rough week. And so the day actually that we were to record, or that Kia recorded, you know, I took some time that day to set myself up, to try to just make my mornings a little easier and make sure I'm doing things that keep my health up. I try to take my vitamins, my cinnamon, all, you know, my cod liver oil, all those fish oil, all those things. But I really wanted to get into my morning teas and my morning tinctures, like immunity boosting things. And shout out to Mary for her assistance. We pre-batched a bunch of tea specifically for the evening, and some astragalus root blend. You know, I already tried to take my sea moss, so now I'm doing a tincture in the morning with astragalus root that's been blended like a tea I keep in the fridge. Shot of that with apple cider vinegar, some sea moss. You can throw some honey in there if you'd like, you know, and some diatomaceous earth, because that's a good Kia's face.
I mean, these are these are new words for me. So I'm just taking them all in, writing them down so that I can Google them later. That's all I'm doing.
Diatomaceous earth is essentially an exfoliant for your digestive system. So it cleans your digestive system out. So when you take this morning tincture, just understand that you probably should not go anywhere for about 30 minutes. But after that, you get to go for the day, honey. Let me tell you something. You feel like a brand new person. And then the morning tea, we have some holy basil, some lemon balm. Lord, it's all kinds of things there. Some orange peel, some rose, chrysanthemum. The evening tea has some holy basil, some mugwort, catnip, chamomile. So it's...
Catnip? Wait a second.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, catnip is an herb.
Okay, because I was
thrown off that cats enjoy it. It is actually a natural herb, which is really good for coughs. Catnip is really good for coughs, and it can be very calming for human beings as well. It's got a lot of nutritional value. So just made some blends and got myself all set up
so that I can just do things that help, rituals, daily rituals that help me to feel better. You know, I know that I'm doing things to boost my immune system and calm myself in the evening and, you know, just try to take care of my body. So that's my Black woman self-care this week. What's yours? Your face.
I'm just saying that my Black woman self-care is not as herbaceous as Jade's.
That's all right. That's all right. I don't have no prayer journals, so, you know. Pray, girl, pray.
I'm just like, what? I'm over here with the list of words I have to look up. I'm like, huh? But
yo, you come with a list of words every week I have to look up. Please continue.
But this week I have been very conscious of, you know, my perspective, praying for perspective and challenging my perspective, challenging myself, being conscious of my thoughts, and just working on unlearning some of the unhealthy things, practices that I have, unhealthy habits that I have formed, and just trying to form new habits and be better and be stronger. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Both within and for myself and for others. And so I have been reaching out to people. I had a couple people that I just wanted to call and check up with and, you know, just kind of get their insight and perspective on. I just, like I said, I've been praying more, just reaching out. Like I said last week, my focus, I've been more intentional about what I'm taking in. So my mom used to say all the time when I was a teenager, and I thought she was crazy, when she would say garbage in, garbage out. She was like, you're always, so I, you know, sitting up, being conscious about how much time I was spending, you know, scrolling Instagram, and, you know, even unintentionally, you find yourself falling into these habits, comparing yourself to other people. If you're not careful, it will happen before you know to stop it. I was talking to a friend about some things, you know, some people that I follow, and I found myself questioning myself around, you know, content and, you know, should I be doing this to be like other people? Coaching programs, you know, LLC Twitter will run amok. If you're not careful, then people will tell you that you need to spend $15,000 on equipment and staff before you even know what you're doing yet. And so I found myself in a spiral of worry, and I called Fran, and she and I had an awesome conversation, and she was just like, listen, stop trying to be a creator like these people say you got to be a creator, and realize that you already create. Lean into what it is that you do, what you do well, and look for the things and strategies and actions and activities and steps that make sense, the things that are aligned, the things that are informed by who you are and how you move. And stop trying to, you know, fall victim to this kind of cookie cutter approach to being, you know, using social media. And it was just a good kind of conversation. You know, sometimes when you get so lost and caught up with new information, you got to go and talk to someone who knows you. You know what I'm saying? There are people who don't know you have a lot of opinions about who you are. Sometimes you got to go back to somebody who knows you and will tell you the truth. And Fran was like, mute them people, girl. Like, mute them people, unfollow them. Stop getting caught up in that. Because she was like, it happens. But it's important, though. And it's like, I have to have these conversations, you know, with, you know, there are people in my circle who I call when I find myself thinking this way. She was like, I'm so glad that you reached out to me. And I was so glad that I reached out to her, because I told her, like, I felt so much better after our conversation. Because, you know, if you're not careful, the internet will have you out here thinking that you're not doing enough. You're not doing it the right way. And it's like, nah, my job is to be Kia.
Facts.
I don't need a coach to tell me how to be Kia. I don't need, you know, there's, you know, and if I sit and really think about it, I already have what I need. I'm safe and I already have what I need. There are people in my network who can do things, who I can ask, who I can reach out to. Sometimes it's not about going outside. It's about remembering what you already have inside. So that's one of the things I've been really asking for, seeking, and sort of cultivating perspective, not getting caught up, not letting information get the best of me, but remembering to be judicious about how I consume the information that's out there. So that's how I'm taking care of myself these days.
I love that, sis.
Yeah, man.
I love that. I wanted to have a conversation soon about changing some habits, because there's been some things that I've tried to change up, even in my language with Noah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just even, you know, learning different things and figuring out how to incorporate those into our lives and, you know, speech and things like that. So I think that would be a really good conversation to have soon.
Let's do it.
So, yes, again, I'm not even going to tell y'all to write in what you've been doing. Take care of yourselves, because y'all don't follow instruction. So you'll send 932 pet peeves, but you will not tell us what you're doing.
Because y'all love to be petty, just like us.
Okay. Okay, so speaking of which, let's just go be petty then and head over to the petty peeves.
And I want to be very responsible of the things I say to my sister, because everybody know I can be real petty. P-E to the T-T-Y, honey.
Right. It's time to put our petty on parade, everybody's favorite part of the show. So my petty, so today, it's Saturday, by the way, I have to travel to LA for work. So Kia obliged me, and we recorded today. Went to go get my massage this morning, and I said, you know, it's 65 degrees, nigga. I may have one of these Birkenstocks and socks right now, but I'm getting ready to go walk. Yes, so I said, I'm going to walk for as far as I can until I get tired, and I'll just take a cab the rest of the way home. So I walked for about an hour, and it was beautiful outside, right? I had a grand time, just had my AirPods in, just pumping. So I get to Flatbush, and it's busy. It's niggas all over the place. And it was a girl who popped up.
Oh, boy.
No mask.
Oh, boy.
Now, I know we're outside, and I understand some people feel like when you're outside, you don't need to have no mask on. If you're at the beach on your own, you know, little island, you know, your own little, you know, thing you've built on the beach, cool. You out at the park and you all decide to set up your little blanket and shit. You take your mask off in that location. Cool. You are walking amongst hundreds of niggas down Flatbush Avenue. Put a fucking mask on. So this girl's walking from the Whole Foods and she don't have no mask on. And I'm on the phone with my homegirl. I'm like, oh, this bitch just keeps standing by me. She don't have no fucking mask on. She's still walking by me at the same pace and everything, right? Keep trying to get away from her. We going in the same direction. So, of course, I'm like, put your mask on. She acts like she don't hear me. Okay, so I'm just going to talk shit then. I'm going to talk shit. So I'm talking shit to my homegirl on the phone. I'm like, this bitch thinks she's too good to wear a fucking mask. I was like, we're outside. Everybody else got a mask on. I said, but she too good to wear a mask. You got kid, you passing kids and old people and people with asthma and shit, but you too good to wear a mask, right? When I tell you I started counting 13 blocks, my nigga, we get 13 blocks. This bitch finally puts a mask on. So I'm on the phone with my homegirl. Well, of course I'm gonna still keep talking. She finally put her fucking mask on. I was like, so then she turns around. She goes, I've heard you. I said, I know you heard me. Bitch, I said it for you to hear me. And she was like,
I don't have to ask you what color she is.
She was young and East and Middle Eastern.
Okay.
East Indian descent.
Okay.
I'm trying to be
understood. Please. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, but she was young. She was a hipster with mom jeans and them clunky ass Lego sneakers they all wear. Jesus. And a fucking Whole Foods bag. So I she could have been green. I didn't give a fuck. I was like, put your goddamn mask on. I was like, do you realize that you are passing people who have lost people to COVID and they got breathing issues and you got old people? Because she was getting ready to try to justify. She was basically what she was saying to me when she's like, I put it on. She's like, I just feel like you need to put your fucking mask on and stop talking to me. That's what I feel like. I don't want to hear your excuses about why. She's like, I just took it off. You didn't just take it off, bitch, because I've been walking and pumping with your ass for 13 motherfucking blocks. I haven't seen you with a cigarette. I haven't seen you with a bottle of water. I haven't seen you with a cup of coffee. So please miss me with the bullshit. I know what my eyes see. And I know that all I know is you need to put that goddamn mask on and shut the fuck up talking to me. A lady with a stroller thanked me. And she put that mask on and went on about her business. I don't even know if she went the way that she decided she needed. She just said, I need to get away from her.
She probably somewhere. She probably somewhere left a Yelp review about you. She probably just logged in.
Good, bitch. Give me one
and just
star.
Gave you one star in her Google account because she just was so distressed.
And I hope that she has a black friend who listens to the show and be like, did you just tell me you got cussed out on Flatbush? Does she look like this?
I cannot.
That's all I know. Like, I'm not here. I'm not getting ready to shame everybody and their mother. I can't fight all the battles, but you pumping with me for 13 blocks. You're going to put that goddamn mask on.
Heaven.
That's all
us.
I know.
Heaven.
That's all
help
I know.
Us
What's
all.
Your petty peeve?
My What's petty, your petty peeve is simply, listen, I understand. I don't even want to say I understand because I don't. To the people, the individuals who steal packages off.
Oh,
I just want to, like, you know, what perplexes me about you people is that there's usually no, I don't know. There's no, it's like, it seems arbitrary, the kinds of packages that you decide to steal. And I don't get, like, why do you steal a package? You have no idea what's in it. Like, you could literally steal a package off of somebody's porch and it'd be a box of dildos. It could be vitamins. It could be cucumbers.
I hope it is.
It could be, you know, it could be children's books. It could be textbooks. It could literally be somebody's cholesterol medication. Like, so what I don't understand is, I mean, because most of the time, when you're ordering a big flat screen TV or a new printer or a new computer, most of the time when FedEx and stuff brings that kind of stuff, they ring your doorbell. And they're not just going to leave your brand new computer on the porch, right? Usually. I hope that that's the case. Thankfully, that has been my experience. But it'd be like the little rinky-dinky Amazon packages that be on the porch that it literally could be anything from padded bike shorts to anti-fog spray for your eyeglasses, right? So why would you want to steal that is my question.
Motherless.
I just don't get it. Like, unless you have some sort of device that lets you see through the packages and know what's in there, I don't. Mm-hmm. And most of the time, even that's still, not the case. Even still, I just don't, like, if all the things that you could do and all the things that you could do get caught and go to jail for, you would literally risk being arrested for stealing somebody's elderberry vitamins. Like, that's how you feel?
Mm-hmm. Goji berries.
Like, really? Like, I purchased some collagen for myself and somebody stole it. And it's like, oh, like, okay, well, I guess you need
it. Oh, girl, somebody stole Noah's color pencils at the top of quarantine.
Like, honestly, you saw this and you picked it up and you heard that it was medicine.
Yeah.
Like, you had to hear it.
Yeah.
Because when I picked up the package, like, oh, you can hear it. Like, oh, somebody's vitamins or something. And you thought that I ordered Percocet and had it shipped to my house and it's just sitting on my porch and you're going to steal it and feel like you're going to flip it. No. Take your elderberry gummies and get your life if that's what you got to do. Yeah. But, like,
future lives here.
I just don't get it. I just don't understand why it's, like, this arbitrary. Even around the holidays, like, gifts and things like that. I'm just like, you don't know what you're picking up. Like, you have no idea what you're stealing. If the box says, like, Crate and Barrel on it, okay, then I get it. But most of the time, it'd be a regular degular. Like, most of the time, you steal something off of my porch, it's going to be a textbook, a notebook, something
that's
dumb.
You're going to get very upset.
You're going to be like, dang.
The other day, I ordered some plant clips and some bamboo, some sands.
Like, sis, order another pair of Spanx. Like, yes, because that's my business, okay? And you wanted to steal, and now you in my business, and you ain't had no business over here. Like, what? That's my petty peeve, because I don't understand why y'all got to steal things.
Because they were raised by crows.
Holy God.
That's why. They were raised by crows.
It's like, see, got another rat disgusting. Tail comb and some conditioner. Yes, because that's my business and that's what I order on Amazon. And you over here, okay? Yes, I ordered some eye patches and another face mask. Yes, because that's what I order over here. And you stealing.
May I also say, Sephora, can you stop putting your fucking name on the box, you self-centered hooker? Like, everybody knows exactly who the fuck you are, and we shop from you. They don't need to know that I bought Sephora when I bought it when you deliver it.
It's too much. And I wish we could just do better as a people, like humanity. Like, I mean, it could be anything from Christmas lights to ankle socks. So why are you stealing?
That's all I'm saying.
Why are you stealing?
Stop stealing.
Stop stealing.
I don't believe that's in stealing dumb. From people. That's not right.
Stop stealing. All of the thieves of the world.
Plus, you don't know what people had to do, to what they had to do to make that money to get with that. You don't know if it's for their kid.
Stop
you don't
stealing.
Know if it's for their
stop stealing.
Grandmother.
Because I mean, it's medicine. What if it was like my prescription? What if I have to take this pill every day and now you done stole my pills and now I'm backed up, right? What if I miss my medication for 2 days because you had to have it and you can't even use it? What you going to do with that? Nope. Nothing.
Because the niggas can't get high off of this.
Nothing.
So
you
literally
can't get
stole
high off of this
no
vitamin
reason.
D. Like, I take vitamin D. Do you feel better?
They stole it off your porch.
Like, you're dumb. You feel like...
Did you see it on the Ring camera? Did you go back and see who stole it?
No, they didn't steal from me, but I saw them steal from my neighbors.
Was it young kids?
Yes, and you know I was in the camera like, I saw what you did. I usually catch them. I have caught... there was a young lady I caught in the summertime, and she got scared. I literally was like, what you about to do? And she was like, oh, shit, and ran off. But this time, I didn't get like... This time they had already taken it, and by the time I was yelling, they was already running. And I was like, what in the world? Like, literally, I saw you take that box. Like, I'm literally screaming into my phone.
Do you remember my cousin who came to our Airbnb in LA a couple years ago? Yes, you remember him.
Yes.
So my aunt, his mother has a Ring camera, and he got it put on her house. So everything goes to his phone. So a nigga was trying to pee by my aunt's house.
Yep.
This nigga, and you know how he talks. Listen. This nigga got the camera. He was like, ah, that's my mama's house. Get the fuck.
I just hate that I'm literally like the old auntie on the porch. Like, what y'all doing over here? Move. Like, that's me.
I'm dying at that girl hearing a voice. Well, what you about to do?
I literally was like, that is not yours. You need to put it down. I know you're not finna take that. And she was like, oh shit. And
oh,
left.
Shit. Yeah, you better, you little raggedy roach.
Because usually it'll alert me on my watch, and usually my phone is not far, so I can literally just open up the app and see what's happening.
Uh-huh.
But for whatever reason, I caught it too late, and it was two people. I couldn't tell if it was, you know, I couldn't identify them. Don't know, male, female, or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I saw that it was two people, and they were literally like, you know, there's a row of houses. They were literally looking on everybody's porch, and they see something. And then, you know, they look around to make sure nobody else is there. And usually they'll, like, grab it and run. And I'm just like, what you going to do? This man, like, if he buying printed paper, that's his paper. What you going to do? You going to sell this 8.5 by 11? You look dumb.
But are you going to carry this 8.5 by? You going to carry these reams of paper around, you little idiot?
I just was so upset. It just obsessed me because I'm like, why are you stealing? I did have one time somebody did steal some collagen vitamins from me. And I was just like, okay, well... Get your life. Buy it. Like, okay. I hope you feel better. Like,
I hope you don't have no wrinkles.
Like, okay.
No, none
like,
of that
what you
going
to do? Like, what you going to do? But that's why my petty peeve was that, because I saw it happen this week. One of my neighbors got something stolen. And I was just like, listen.
I hope one of you little nigglets steals a voodoo book one day and opens that shit and gets your whole fucking life scared. I hope to God. I really do. Well, that's another episode of Getting Grown. That is it.
For
thank
sure.
you all so much for tuning in. Thank you to Lovey again for last week. Thank you to Kia for holding it down. And thanks to all of you all for holding us down.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't be no us if there was no you.
For sure. We love y'all down. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Tell them what to do with themselves. Sister.
Absolutely. Make sure that you're minding the business that is yours and nobody else's. That means the business that pays you and concerns you directly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything other than that would qualify as being not your business. So get out of that. you also want to make sure that you are drinking your water, hydrating your body, especially as it's important to stay healthy, and it's important to stay hydrated, especially as we're re-entering back into allergy season. We've got to stay hydrated from the inside, okay? Do that.
And remember, if you drink water, it flushes the COVID down your throat to your stomach, and that acid in your stomach kills the COVID.
Jay, no mind, please. Okay, out here spreading this misinformation. Don't listen to her. Drink water because it's good for you, and it'll make sure that you don't look like Swiss cheese, that you don't age like Asiago cheese around
Ray Liotta.
You don't want to do that.
Right.
And to that point, you got to moisturize your skin. Okay, I was watching Married at First Sight this week and was looking at this young lady, and I thought she was my age. She was literally 12 years younger than me. And I said, you know, I just thank God that God. I sit here with my Starbucks tumbler and was like, let me just drink it up because I don't.
Wait, which one?
Virginia.
Oh, you're talking about Not Mila Kunis. Yes.
Not Mila Kunis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was all looking that at her like,
her skin dehydrated.
I said, sis. It said that she was like 26. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I said, let me go ahead and fill up my water cup because they're not going to catch me slipping. Hello? Take your vitamins, take your biotin and your collagen.
Mm-hmm.
Invest in some good products. You don't got to spend a whole lot of money. Urban Skin RX is right down to the Target. Go on down there and get you some good soaps and moisturizers and drink your water because your black will crack. If it's dry, you're going to be out here looking like Not Mila Kunis on Married at First Sight. All right? I don't want that for you. I want you to.
No, we don't.
I don't want that for you. Especially in 2021. We going to be creeping.
2021.
We creeping outside. You got to have your stuff together.
Can't be looking like pandemic. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.